worship. to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are.
Well, I wanna be where you are. I'm telling you, for the glory of the Lord. What a awesome week we've been having. It's been a blast. I'm telling you, doubling up morning and after in the evening time. If you have not been getting to be charged up and I'm talking about ready to go, I really don't know, because it really been a blessing. It really been an overtime. I know many of you, you just constantly and continue to push yourself, my God, to the place to where, my God, you just hungry and you just keep pushing yourself. And I just thank God for you and just thank God for each and every one of you. Just keep continue to getting up and pushing yourself. I know sometimes, you know, it gets a little hard, it gets a little difficult, but at the end of the day, it's all about what do you want. God make everything available. He make everything available for you to have access to, for you to get it. But the question is, do you want it? Amen. How bad do you want it? This is right here is where this old saying that say you give somebody a fish, you know, they're gonna be hungry again. They're gonna need another fish. But if you teach them how to fish, they will never hunger again. And this is where you get your blessings, and you get taught to get your blessings, get in the face of God, for you will never lack again, spiritually and naturally. I declare and I decree it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God for our families and friends all over the world. It's always a blessing for you to come in and join in with us. And I thank God for you. I always acknowledge you and recognize you. Amen. That you are coming in faithfully, my God. And also for our new partners and listeners, I think it's over 40 of you now that join in this week with us. And I thank God for you all, your new partners and your new listeners, you know, just about 40 of you, and numbers still counting. And we just give God the glory, and we thank God that we're able to bring something to you and drop something, impart something in you for to help you on your way. Amen. I know it's been a blessing, because I think it's been a blessing more to me than anybody else. You know, it has been a blessing for all this week. Amen. So let's go ahead and keep things going and keep things moving. Amen. We're going to go ahead and bring our Mother Jackson to come on and intercede for us. Then right after that, you will hear our very own Evangelist Elect. Amen. This is for part four. We're going to keep commanding our morning. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning to each and every one of you. First, I have to give honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to you, Pastor Temple Spencer, and to the teacher Spencer, First Lady. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, hallelujah, this morning, on this blessed morning that you allowed us to see. God, we just thank you. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you how you just took care of our last night. And once again, the devotion today, yes, Lord, you breathe life into these vessels. The devotion one more time, God, we thank you. Another opportunity to come to the throne of God and just begin to bow down and worship you this morning, God. We thank you for the strength, God, that you gave us. The devotion, God, just to press on one more time, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we call on your name, God. No other name that we know this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you for shielding and protecting the front line this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Covering them in your blood, God. We thank you, Lord, in spite of all that's going on, God. Let us continue to have a hallelujah in our belly, the gold of our shunner. I say to praise you, God. Thank you for letting us be at peace. The Lord will come today, I say, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, teach us, God. Let us continue to get a relationship with you, God. Just continue to be in your face and call on the name of Jesus, God. Let us talk to you all about ourselves, God. The Lord will come today, because you're the only one that can speak. The Lord will come today. No man, no woman, but only you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the bread of life. And the devotion today, I say, God, today, yes, Lord. The bread of life, God, we thank you for it, God. God. Let us continue to stand at your table and eat like never before. Let us continue to pull off tough meat, God. Pull on the remote the day I say that. And today they can the remote you, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every pastor remote this morning. He thanked the remote the day I say the teachers are the prophet remote the day I say. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning, God, that you constantly strengthen him, God. Everything they pulled out, God, pull back into them in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you. We're no good without you. The remote come to the ass, say hi. But, oh, God, with you, all things are possible in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up our mates this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen our mates to the most under their eye like never before. Transform our minds on the most shake and the most shake in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Put their feet to the most in the eye so you can order their footsteps, seek them on Sunday, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. I pray, God, that you bless everyone that's tuned in this morning, God. Whatever that needs is, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Once more, we thank. We ask in the name of the Father, the Gobosha, and the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. Great risings. It's a new day, a new beginning, a new season. It is morning. On today, we will continue to discuss how we are to command our morning. And we are going to add blessings and breakthrough into the equation. So when we are commanding our morning, we are actually giving ourselves the opportunity to speak blessings over our day. Again, when we get up and we are commanding our morning, we are actually given the opportunity to speak blessings over our day. And this is something that Jesus did all the time. Walking through the valleys, up the mountains, just walking around, Jesus, everywhere he went, he was speaking blessings. He was blessing things. There were times he cursed the tree, but for the most part, Jesus was blessing. And it was one account where Jesus wanted to go and just be alone and have some prayer times, but the people knew that his words were just so powerful. They were just so truthful that they followed him. And Jesus spoke to them, and time had came where it had gotten late, and the disciples came to Jesus and said, basically, let's wrap this up. They need to go to the villages to be able or the market to purchase their food. Jesus said, no, we're going to feed them. And this is where Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he looked towards the heaven, and Jesus blessed them. When you command your morning, you have the ability to bless your day, bless your personal affairs, bless your businesses, bless your ministries, bless your marriages, bless your children, your everyday affairs. Whatever it is, you are able to speak blessings to whatever the situation is. And now I would like to tell you what it is to what blessing means. To bless means different ways, different things about blessing. To bless means to hallow or to empower through verbal affirmation. To bless is to invoke one's favor upon or to verbally approve. To bless is to involve the omnipresence and omnipotence of God upon things, upon situations, or upon persons. When you bless something, you are actually releasing the potential that is within a person, giving it permission to manifest. To bless, you are given the godly ability to activate his power to express his or divine purpose. Also, to bless is to reverse or prohibit a curse. God called, we established yesterday in 2 Peter that God called us a royal priesthood. And one of the things that a priest would do is to pronounce a blessing or curse on something. You need to do what I need to do is to pronounce blessings into our lives by commanding our mourning. To bless is to prevent negative circumstances from occurring and breaking cycles of failure. Some people suffer with loneliness. Some people are going through something because of death, because of sickness, because of failure, because of anger, because of greed, because of the lack of. To bless is to decree the goodness and the provisions of God over bad situations, or is simply to turn a negative tide into multiple streams of prosperity. And one thing about the Hebrew nation wanted good things for people all the time, that they blessed every single thing. They actually placed a very high premium on the prospering power over benediction. So they're not going to eat. Some people do that now. We bring this same concept into our life now. When we sit and we sit down and we eat dinner, we're going to bless the dinner. When we sit and just before we start a meeting or we start some type of function, we will bless function. We bless every single thing as the Hebrews did. They would bless their children. They blessed every circumstances, every little thing that they did, they blessed it and brought a benediction to it. And they believe the reason they did that is because they believed that God needed to visit different situations, different things, and allow the power of God to be over everything. They would pronounce the blessings of God to be over everything, any and everything, their land, their horses, their cows, their trips back and forth. I know when I'm traveling back and forth, I'm always, before even starting, I'm blessing the trip. I'm speaking blessings over the trip. I want to assure that God is with me. I want to assure that he's traveling with me, that he will sit. He will see things before me. He will sit and alter the different things so there will be no incidents or accidents. So I'm blessing everything. When you're going into a meeting, you know what you want established in that meeting. So you need to speak blessings. When you're going into a doctor's office and you're not sure what's going on, you want to speak blessings. You want to speak to that thing. You want to command what you want to take place, because God has given us the ability to speak. We can speak blessings or we can speak curses. So we want to speak the blessings of God over every little minor situation. You may sit and say, that's a little bit too much, but it can never be too much. You know why? Because you're putting God in the midst of it. You know that you're inviting God. You're letting God know, God, I need you to bless this situation. God, I don't know what may be on the other side, but I'm asking you to allow it to be a blessing and not a curse. Why? Because I'm inviting you. I'm changing the way I'm speaking. I'm not going to sit and go in the doctor's office and say, oh God, I'm going to get this bad news, and if I have to take chemo, I'll take chemo over taking radiation. No, you're going to go in there and speak blessings over. I am healed by Jesus Christ. I am healed. I'm a conqueror. I can defeat this thing, Father God. I just need you to be with me, Lord Jesus. I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can't go in there with negative speaking. You can't. God has given us the ability, the gift, the knowing that we, through voice, through sound can speak blessings into our life. So let's do this. Let's realize how commanding your blessings how commanding your morning. When we speak of the morning, we aren't just speaking about the time on a clock or on a calendar. We're talking about things before they happen. Just as I just got finished saying, you're sitting outside of the doctor's office, you're waiting, you know you had some tests, you're sitting there and you're waiting what's going to take place. You have time to sit. You don't have to be stressed out, because we know that the morning, a brand new day, we established the morning is a newness. So we know that that newness brings joy after a night of distress, a night of pain, a night of worry, a night of just endless agony. We know that. We know that God has things for new options for us. We know that He can sit and change everything. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to be prosperous. We don't have to keep repeating the same cycles over and over and over. As I said on the first day, as I'm saying it now on the fourth day, you have the ability to speak. You have the ability to command things. All you have to do is alter the way that you speak. Speak negative. Speak life into your situation. Stop speaking death over your situation. Start thinking positive. That make that a way of life so your circumstances can change. Stop sitting and bringing the same old, same old. You should get tired of every day you wake up, you waking up thinking that this is a new day. But then as soon as something goes to the left, as soon as you see something, you may see something. I know with me and my past, a song used to can come on and it'll just make me go right back into my old weary, dreary, aggravating, just disgusting ways. But when you seek God early in the morning, allow Him, give Him the time, you're communing, you're talking to Him, God will reveal the hidden treasures that He has already pre-planned, destined for you. You know Jeremiah 29 says God already knows the plans for you. God already knows our expected end. It's the problem is, do you know your expected end? Do you know the plans that God has for you? Do you want the plans that God in your life? Do you want them to succeed in your life, or do you want to stay on the same track? And one day you take two baggages off your bag. The next day you go and you pick up three. You feeling tired. You feeling sluggish. You just have no Holy Ghost unction about yourself. You have no fire. You have nothing. You just laying there dead. You're allowing your dry bones to just stay there. But that's not what God wants. That's what you want. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Let go. Let God. Let Him. Because He has given you this ability. He has given you this revelation to let you know that the power that you have, there's death and power, death or life in the power of the tongue. You want to sit. You want to speak life into every situation so you can reap the endless possibilities that God has for you. I know people are tired of living the same old way over and over. Allow God, the Holy Spirit, to activate the tools that He has given you. Get up, wake up, asking God to change you so your circumstances can change. In Psalms 30, verse 5, it says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." When you get up in the morning, as I just said, you are to reclaim your joy. Speak to the Holy Spirit. Activate that spirit. For some it is, for some have yet to receive it, to activate it. But activate the Holy Spirit. Renew your mind so your thought pattern will change. so you can stop bringing the yesterday into the newness. I wish you all could just understand the illumination about the newness. Understand that each sunrise, what that sunrise means. You are no longer in the darkness. You are no longer in a bad place. God is giving you another day to get it right. When you sit sometimes and you look at the sunrise, you can see the beauty of the sunrise. You can see how, you, if you look at it long enough, you can see it rising up in the air, and it's slowly rising, but you know that God is all in it. You know that his spoken word is what created. You need to wake up with that type of mindset. So God can, as I stated, reveal the hidden treasures. If looking at it, knowing how beautiful it is, think about the things that God have already predestined for you, for your destiny. Think about the beauty of things. But I will say this to you. Although it's beautiful, although you know that God created the world by speaking, although we wish that we could just have a life where we have no type of problems, no type of drama, no type of anything, there are things that you are going to have to wrestle with in this season. You may have to, and during these times of wrestling, a lot of times people have a support group. And a lot of times God will sit and take that support group away from you. I know it personally. You can sit and have a large group of people around you to help you get through this, to help you get through that. But God will sometimes put you in an isolated state so you can sit and go and wrestle through the things that you need to wrestle with, the things that you need to take to get off of you. You need to start shifting things off of you, the things that you know that are not helping you, but you refuse to let them go because now they became a way of life. They're a habit. It's some form of addiction. God will sit and put you in a situation where you have to wrestle with that thing all by yourself. But in reality, you're not by yourself because he's there with you. You just don't have the person, place, or thing there where you can sit up. I know I couldn't in my situation. I couldn't call my husband. I couldn't call mama. I couldn't call my sister. I couldn't call my BFF. I had to sit there and go through the wrestling, the things that God needed me to wrestle, getting rid of some things, knowing that you have done some things and you know that only you and God can help you get rid of those things. Just remember that God has set aside, predestined before you things of greatness, not things of sorrow, not things of pain, not things of agony, but greatness. He has planned your destiny and your purpose, and these things are time sensitive. We just need to sit, let go, let God, and ask him to take us into the realm where he has these hidden treasures. We need to ask him to unlock those things so they are able to manifest as they are on earth in heaven. We want the blessings that God has already predestined. We want him to allow those blessings to rain down on heaven. We want him, and we saints, we don't look at the times now. It's time sensitive. We do not have a lot of time. We have to sit and we have to let go, as I say, and let God, ask God, speak to those things as if they were. God, I need this, whatever it is, to manifest in my life right now. Suddenly, Lord, I don't have all of this time. You know this, Lord, because you know everything that's going on. You see everything that's going on. It is me, Father God, that have seen the light, Father God, and I've received the light, Father God, and now I'm ready to follow the light, Father God, because I'm trying to get to my hidden, Father God. I'm trying to get to the purpose that you have predestined me to be, Father God. So I sit and say, let go, let God follow the light. He has made, he has placed it here for you to follow. He has given you those tools to follow. So getting back to the context, I would like for us to go to a person that did have to wrestle. Actually, he had to wrestle. It's in the word of God. In Genesis 32:24, we're talking about Jacob. It says, this left Jacob all alone in the camp, and a man came and wrestled with him until the dawn began to break. When the man saw that he would not win the match, he touched Jacob's hip and wrenched it out of its socket. The man said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. After wrestling through the night, as Jacob did, but I want to go back. Jacob had been done some things. If you go and you read the story dealing with Jacob, Jacob had been done some things in his life, not some good things, some things in his life that altered, that made different people go through some things, some detrimental things. But Jacob realized that his mourning had came, and that there was a newness, him and his wife. He got his wife up on this night. They were traveling, his wife. They were traveling, their kids. They were traveling into a newness. And Jacob realized that I need some blessings. I need blessings spoke over me and my family life in order for me to succeed, in order for me to prosper. So Jacob had, while wrestling with the man that the Bible say, wrestling with the man, Jacob was so determined that he wasn't going to let this man go until he received blessings, because he realized that it was a vital thing in his life. He realized that this, I have to sit, no matter, even though my leg is out of socket, I'm sitting here, I'm in agonizing pain, but I have to endure this battle. I have to continue to wrestle with this man to get the blessing that God has already predestined for me to have. I have to make a new way of life and living to get to be successful and prosperous the way that God wanted it to be. We have to sit and know that we are going to go through some things in our life. But see, with Jacob, when his leg came out of socket, that was showing when he got up, and after he got his blessing, he walked into life in a new on a new way. It may have been with a limp, I don't know, but his life had been changed because of that wrestling. His life had been went into a newness. It was okay if Jacob walked around with a limp, because see, he knew that he had been wrestled, and he received the blessing. He endured, he fought, and he received the blessing. So it's okay if he walked with a different way of walking, because now he was walking with the blessings of God. It was okay if he sit, and sometimes that arthritis, set up in there. It's okay, because you know what? You're walking with the blessings of God. So I say to you all, we have to have that same mentality as Jacob had. Through the night, wrestle with your situation. Wrestle with it. And when it feels like it's overcoming you, you sit and you keep going. You endure to the end, knowing that there's a blessing with your name on it, on the other side of it, because you went through that thing. You went through. God gives us blessings. This is something we know. You may not get all the blessings that you're looking for. Why? Because you're not getting up. You're not commanding your morning. You stand in your same old circumstances. You sitting, you're nagging, you're complaining. Instead of sitting and telling God, I love you, Lord, I will sit and go through high and hell, high and high waters for you, Father God. I will sit and do everything, Lord, because these are the things that you have done for me. You have given me the tools to keep going on. You've given me the tools to decree and declare what can take place in my morning. You've given me the tools, Father God, to speak blessings and not curses, Father God. You've given me the tools, Father God, to endure to the end. We have to get up, leave our past behind. Again, Jacob. When Jacob got up, when the dawn came, and the man asked Jacob to let him go, and Jacob said, no, I'm going to hold on until you give me my blessings. The man asked Jacob what was his name. This was the change. He asked him what was his name. Jacob told him his name. The man said, no, now you will be called Israel. Jacob enduring through the night. Jacob wrestling. Jacob refusing to give up. Jacob still, he has the agony. I don't know if you all have had something to jump out of place or even just the normal arthritis is very painful, but he still endures. Jacob could have tapped out. Jacob could have said, you know what, I can't do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm in pain. It's not worth it. But see, Jacob knew God. Even though he deviated, Jacob knew God, and he continued to stay in that fight. Because he went into a newness. The change took place. What are you wrestling with? Are you still wrestling with something of the old? Well, it is time for you to defeat whatever it is. Let it go. Wake up to your newness. Wake up to your morning and command your morning. Decree and declare what you want to happen on that day. Speak blessings into your life, into your situation, wherever it is. Stop talking negative. Start changing the way that you change so you can have a change as Jacob did. So you can endure the weeping. The weeping happens at night, but joy comes in the morning. Wake up with a joyful spirit in your heart. Wake up with a spirit knowing that today I may see something different that I didn't see yesterday, because God has already predestined the things that he wants for me. He knows my path. Even though I may walk a little bit different, even though I may talk a little bit different, but I know that I have God on my side. Because I'm waking up in the morning, I'm activating the Holy Spirit, and I'm saying, God, you lead me, you have your way, and I'm decreeing and declaring that the things that happened yesterday shall not happen today, because I've left all of that into the past. I pray that the things that came out today, you can go back, you can read the story of Jacob, you can reuse the scriptures that has been given through this series to sit and see that it's not something that man just made up. It's just revelations have taken place that God wants better things for us. God wants us to succeed and be prosperous, as he told Joshua in 1:8. We are to sit. We need to meditate on his word. We are to get up in the morning, walk into our newness, command our morning, decree and declare, give God all the glory, and wait for the manifestations of the breakthrough to take place, because it is written. It is in the word of God. It may not be in there word for word how I'm saying it, but guess what? It's the revelation that I received, and it's the way that I perceive it. And I want you to have that same revelation. I want you to get up knowing that God has given us the tools to activate blessings into our lives. Over to you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all. Amen. Listen, it's very important, as Avenger was talking about Jacob. Listen, Jacob wrestled with that angel. He realized it was an angel afterwards, and Jacob wrestled with that angel. Amen. He was so determined that what he was wrestling with, and he understood that what he was wrestling with had the capacity to pour inside of him, had the capacity to take him where he needed to be, had the capacity, amen, my God Almighty, to give him a blessing. The question is, are you willing to fight what has the capacity to pour inside of you? Are you willing to fight? Are you willing to do whatever you have to do? Or are you just going to sit by the white wayside and just say whatever? If it's happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. Amen. You got to understand something. It's just like many of us. Amen. Jacob had a past, as Avenger was talking about. And Jacob wanted his past name, especially his name, my God, meant of deceiver. He was a very, he was deceiver. You know, you read the story, you'll find out that he has deceived so many people that has deceiving and deceptive ways. Amen. But at the end of the day, I truly believe, like what God was talking, what God was sharing with us on yesterday evening, that he could break that old foundation, move away with that old foundation, pour you out a new one, and this one here going to be better than the one you have. Are you willing to give it up, though? Are you willing to give it up? Are you willing to make some changes? Are you willing to, whatever, regardless if it's uncomfortable, are you willing to make some changes? Are you willing to walk into the new? Are you willing to do it? I'm telling you right now, if you are, it is here for you. Amen. My God, you might as well, that's one thing that if I'm a wrestler in this day and season, I'm a wrestler for my blessing. I'm a fight for everything that God promised and everything that God said. Don't have time for anything else, amen. Let it go on by this business. But what God has for you, it is for you. I declare and decree it, that you're going to begin to receive it. Saints of God, is very important to where we started off. You started off, my God, many of you probably say, you know, I start my morning off, and your morning doesn't have to be consistent of the time that you woke up. Your morning could be consistent of the time that you came to yourself. You could come to yourself about a situation by 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. or 4 or 5 p.m. Amen, in the afternoon. As soon as you come to the realize of your situations don't have control of you no more, as soon as you come in and realize that, you know what, no is no, I will not settle no more. When you come in and realize that, you know what, God promised me and I'm going to get it. Guess what? You just walked into your morning. You just walked into your new day. You walked into your new day to where you are not going to settle no more. I declare and decree that those who are not settling anymore, you keep on not settling. You keep on holding on to the promise of God. You keep on waiting, and you keep on fighting what Paul says, the good fight of faith. I truly believe that it is so. Saints of God, we thank God for you all this week. My God, what a blessing it's been. And Evangelist Nita, amen. I'm telling you all, it's not easy to get up and do a full segment. It's not easy at all. Every day, amen, got to come with some fresh information. In other words, you got to spend some time with God. You have to spend some time with God. Amen. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing, always been a blessing. Amen. But this evening, you don't want to miss these evening segments, building a explosive prayer life. Amen. We've been hitting the foundation on some of the foundation on yesterday. We've been hitting about the world, the praying for different things. Amen. What, you know, different things to where we could really, the Bible could really open up to us. And we ain't talking about no interpretations. We're talking about what the Bible is saying. That's how you got to build your prayer life. You can't build your prayer life or command anything or your morning or anything off of anything else other than the gospel. What is the word of God and what the word of God is saying? I don't need nobody to try to say, well, you know, this means this, that means that. No, it means this is what it means. This is what it's saying. This is what the word of God is saying. This is the sentence. This is the verse. Amen. And that's how we got to build a dynamic life and a dynamic prayer life with the things of God. Listen, we're going to be in this other part, the phase four this evening, and we're going to be dealing with the second dimension. Second dimension. See, we got to understand we penetrate through all these realms, getting our prayers up to heaven. The third here on earth, you know, we pray, we go through these earth cycles or go through this earth transition. Then next thing you know, we hit the second dimension. Or princes of powers, rulers of darkness. This is where the realm that many people start having mind battles in their prayers. They start having mind battles. Confidence starting to get hit. They start having all kinds of stuff. Amen. This is where sleep begin. All of a sudden, sleep slumber just hit you. Boom. And next thing you know, you thought you was praying and all you snoring. You don't feel the sleep. This is where this realm here, amen, get very, very, my God, I'm tedious. Amen. But we're going to deal with it tonight. And we're going to deal with explosive for we can penetrate through it, for we can get into that realm where our prayer is going to be shaken by God. Amen. I thank God for you all, and I'm pretty sure the evangelist as well, ADM family, thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, this evening, 8 p.m., we don't want you to be late. You better be early, because we're going to jump right in, dive right in, and give you what thus says the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm going to bless your soul. I'm going to bless your soul. So until then, we thank God for each and every one of you. Make sure you speak the positive things, what you need to happen. Do not release things that you do not, my God, do not attract things to you that you ain't trying to get, that you ain't trying to happen in your life. But make sure you speak things that you need to come to you. In Jesus' name, God bless all of you. Amen and amen.